Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Music Sin Fronteras, Music Without Borders. Today, we're going to interview the Mexican rock band Wol. We will talk with bass player Angel and about the band's electrifying live appearances, which I have seen. And also, we're going to talk about their latest album, Abaco. And we're going to play a few cuts from that album. So stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. It's going to be a lot of fun. If you were one of our regular listeners to my show, Music Friday Live, you know that we were based in Los Angeles until July. We have moved to Mexico to take advantage of the fabulous music coming out of Mexico. Not just mariachi, although that's pretty good too. Rock and rap and pop and EDM and everything in between. And we have a new name, as you just heard, Music Sin Fronteras. That's because we want to cover music on both sides of the borders, all borders. There's bands that show up on the show from Ecuador and Peru and Cuba and Mexico and the United States and all over the world. We even had a Pakistani band on the show, too. So we are Music Sin Fronteras. Like I said, we have a new name, and remember, this is Mexico. Our studio is located in a building in Ajijica, Mexico. We're on the ground floor. We don't have all of our soundproofing up. That takes a little while, so you may hear some odd noises. The gas truck may come by with its loudspeaker jingle. Once in a while, the local high school marching band's down the street. We can kind of hear them a little bit, and I think as of this morning, there's actually a rock band that's taken over the storage route in the building next to us, because I've been hearing not too many every now and then. But anyway, it's all good. Now, I want to let you know, I first saw Wol, and that's spelled W-O-H-L, at the Theme Pro International Music Convention in Guadalajara. Theme Pro showcases around 60 bands over 4 days, and that's come from 600 bands who all apply. So it's kind of hard for a band to stand out because there are so many of them, and all of them are really good. Wol stood out. Not only was their visual staging exciting, but their music was absolutely something different. I've never heard anything quite like it. It's amazing that these four guys can seamlessly blend metal and rock and Mexican folk and shoegaze and even a little bit classical into a music that's their own kind of post-rock genre. But that's what they do. And their bass guitar, Angel, is here to tell us about it. Angel, welcome to Music Sin Fronteras.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, I know people are going to ask, so I'm going to ask first, what's with the name? Where did the name Wol come from? In German, it means well, but you're a Mexican. How did you choose it and why?
Well, actually, it's a funny story because we didn't choose the name. A friend of ours chose it for us. He listened to our band one day, and he was reading something in German, and he saw this word Wol, that it means a calm, peace, and he told us that he felt that way, so calm, so peaceful. So we took that name, and we applied to the band.
Well, it works, obviously, because a lot of people some of it is not common peaceful, however. We're going to listen to a little bit of it in a minute. So now we know that. So everybody out there who is itching to be the first to ask, you got your answer. Now, I want to talk a little bit about your music, especially about this album. But before I do that, I want to play a cut from the album so folks know why I'm so excited about it. This is the title track. This is Abaco. You know, as I listen to that, it occurs to me that your songs are kind of adventures. As in fact, your band has said that you don't use lyrics because saying the same words over and over again makes them lose meanings. And I think that the entire city of Nashville would argue with you on that one. But nevertheless, you seem to transmit meaning through melodic feeling to create emotional environments that your music kind of travels through. Is that, am I anywhere close to what you're trying to do?
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Oh, good. Right. So, okay. The album Abaco is described in on your Bandcamp site as the central cut from the band's coming EP Orophony of Sentiment. Can you tell us something about the Orophony of Sentiment and what Abaco represents in that journey?
Sure. Abaco is one of the three pieces that's going to be in the next EP. Orophony of the Sentiment. Orophony means the story of the mountains, the relief of the mountain. And we wanted to transmit something like life, you know, like quotidian stuff. This journey of conflict, this journey of when you settle things down, when you achieve something, all the sentiments goes through waves, I don't know how to express it like literally, but it means all the waves that your life has to go through when you have a journey.
Okay, I think you've expressed it well, and I appreciate you expressing it in a language that I know is not your original language too.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, which makes it harder. So thank you. I want to listen to another part of that journey. I want our audience to be able to listen to another part of that journey, and this is the song Komorebi, which is a Japanese word, not German. Here we go. First of all, let me say that that song is a technical triumph. Everybody in the band, are really, really good musicians technically. Every note is precise. Every note is clear. The skill that you have is really evident. So, and I know that playing experimental music is not easy. It's not nearly as easy as it looks. So how did that song come together?
How did the song come together? Well, like most of the songs we write, we gather the four of us in a room and we just start jamming and throwing sounds. Depends of the mood we are, we start expressing how they went, if we were happy, if we are sad. That's just the way we compose. So there's not like a line to follow through.
So it's a group effort then. Everybody is a songwriter.
Yeah, of course.
All right. Now, that song, Como Rebi, how does that fit into your musical journey? It's kind of a higher energy than some of the other songs. Does that represent sort of a move forward?
I think when we write that song, we were kind of happy because a lot of things were happening with the band. So I think that reflects on Como Rebi song.
Okay, all right. Well, it sounds like it too. you transmitted that emotion quite nicely, right? I particularly like the energy in that song. I think there's a song in the album that to me most closely resembles the cover picture of your album. And it's the one that's starting to play in the background, Cuando Todo Comenzó, which in English means when everything began. So I'm going to play a long cut because I think that around 2 minutes, everything does really begin in this song. So here we go. We are now at the beginning of the universe. That is a great piece of music. I really like that. Is that the beginning of the universe that I'm hearing?
Sure. Yeah.
All right. You know, your music is very high concept. But when I saw you live, it was the sound that really thrilled people. Do you think that people who listen to you live are considering the concepts or are they just sort of enjoying the sound?
I think they just enjoy the sound. They let it go.
when you put out the album, though, do you provide information to them about what the concepts are?
No, never. We just start playing without introductions, and we play straightforward.
Okay, so they're going to have to listen to this this interview is to find out what the concepts are, aren't they?
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, we're going to find out more about this Saturday night, because you have the Palindromo Club in Guadalajara. You're going to be playing there as part of the El Oregon del Movimiento, and apparently it's a pre-Euro tour party. Can you tell us about that? What's the Oregon del Movimiento, and are you going to Europe?
Yeah, the El Origen del Movimiento, that translates to the origin of the movement, it's a little tour that we're going, it's the name of the little tour we're going to make in Europe, in Sweden, Estonia, and Lithuania. Maybe Germany, if we have the chance.
With a name like Boll, you should be going to Germany.
Yeah. We've been told that.
Okay, I'm sure you have, all right. So when do you leave for Europe?
We're leaving September 4.
Oh, we're it's playing, coming right up.
Yeah, next week, just next week. We're playing in a festival, Live at Heart, and a little, some of other showcases from that same festival. And in the other dates is in some clubs that we found there in Europe.
Good. Well, that should be a lot of fun. Have you ever played in Europe before?
No, never.
Okay. Audiences are different. I'll you know, when you come back, we'll have to have you back on the air, and you can tell us all about it.
Sure, for sure.
Okay. Well, in the meantime, you are playing this Saturday in Guadalajara, and I know there'll be other bands there. You're coming on at 10 o'clock. You're the last band. Is that right?
Yeah, we're playing Saturday, August 31. The show starts at 8 p.m. It's going to be in Palindromo Cafe. That's on Calle Ruiz del Arcón, 232. And yeah, we're going to play with another local band, Polar Dream, the Dumb Likes, and the debut of a new band named Galgo.
Oh,
we're going to be the last band.
It sounds like it's going to be a great show. I urge everybody in Guadalajara who may be listening, or in Ajijic or Chapala or any of the neighboring towns up upon, be there Saturday night. And as he said, it's at the Palindromo Club, which is, I'm going to tell you about that in a minute. The address is Calle Juan Ruiz de Alarcón, 233 in Guadalajara. For those of you who've never been to the club, it's much more than a club, actually. It's a cultural center. There's a restaurant and a music venue and classrooms. They hold workshops and classes and lectures and demonstrations. If you live in Guadalajara and you don't know about it, you should. So come early, enjoy the atmosphere, relax, get something to eat while you listen to Wool and all the other bands. And Gal, thank you so much for being with us today. I really appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you, Patrick. Thanks for having me.
Well, we are out of here. Tune in next week live at 1 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. West Coast, and 2 p.m. Eastern Time. We're going to have another interview with a local artist and listen to some pop, rock, rap, jazz, whatever. We're going to be talking with Juan Castañon of the band Disaster. We just talked about that earlier offline. Disaster, which is an experimental jazz band. I saw them last night. Follow our Twitter feed and our Instagram feed. They are still the same. Twitter at Music Friday Live and Instagram at Music Friday Live, and we'll keep you updated. Also, we are now on Facebook at Music Without Borders Ajijic, and Ajijic is A-J-I-J-I-C. In the meantime, have a great musical week, and Viva Música de México. I'm going to leave you with a little bit of Dreams on the album.